You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. If you're going to have a heart attack, they're saying you need to have a heart attack, God forbid, or they say don't have it. I apologize. If you need to have the heart attack, have it during the day, during the work day, okay, but not during the night or the weekend, because you have a higher chance of dying if it's on the night or on the weekend. We'll talk about that, which I can't stand those. You know how every July they say you're going to die, you have a higher risk of dying in July of every year because that's when the new residents start? I think that is a load of crap. But we'll talk about that, okay? That drives you crazy. But it's fun to talk about. Apparently, people can figure out your personality based on your eye movements. The way you kind of move your eyes and quick eye movements could tell people what kind of personality you are. I'm kind of a sparkly, more frisky type of personality. My eye movements are probably all like, you know, this. That's good. Spanx. I'm going to be on more TV tomorrow doing an interview discussing how Spanx and some of these wardrobe sucker inners are actually bad for you. But, you know, many of us women don't really care. I mean, we've been plucking out our eyebrows and Brazilian waxing and shaving and plucking and dyeing and Botoxing. We don't care about a little bit of organ displacement, but we need to talk about it as well. And then bombogenesis. Apparently, bombogenesis is what's going on, causing back east to be blanketed in snow. We'll talk about what bombogenesis is. All right. I mean, you know, some of us from the 80s when we were called bimbos, right? We had the whole bimbogenesis generation, right? Where we kind of grew out a whole bunch of bimbos. Yeah, this is bombogenesis, a little different. Then we have beer-flavored and Tabasco-flavored jelly beans coming up. Israel thwarted an attack on the U.S. Embassy, arresting some Al-Qaeda. Thank you, Israel. Tov meod, toda. Very good, very good. And then certain compounds in chocolate and red wine may actually lower diabetes. You know, we tell you don't drink alcohol, don't eat chocolate so you don't get the diabetes. Now they're saying, wait a second, dark chocolate and wine can help prevent diabetes. So I'm all for it. I know what I'm having for lunch. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. There was an article out talking about doctors and their white coats, how their white coats could be a breeding ground for bacteria. Now, I wasn't really big on white coats. I never knew white coats because I thought that they could just breed germs, etc. And so I was always walking around in scrubs. The problem is you still needed pockets. And I found that if I would be slapping my prescription pad on a counter, let's say in a patient room, you know how patients, when they're sick, they touch everything in the exam room, they look for magazines, they lean on the counter, etc. And I found that I'm not doing myself any or my patients any service by throwing my stuff down on a counter because I don't have enough pockets and then using that to write a patient's prescription and passing it. But what I found out is if I, you know, only put my prescription pad on the chart and in an area that didn't get touched, and then I put the prescription bag back in my pocket, in my lab coat I wash, it was actually safer. So I am a lab coat wearer. Plus, it's phenomenal when you're bloated at the end of the month because people can't see it. So I've become a white coat wearer when I used to not. I gotta tell you, man, the first day of clinic, when I had my own clinic, I was wearing a skirt and beautiful nylons and heels and a gorgeous silk top. And I was just walking around like, oh, my gosh, this is my clinic. I now get to be a grown-up. You can't do pap smears or half the stuff you do trying to wear a skirt and keeping your legs closed and ladylike and all that. And I said, to heck with that. I went back to the scrubs the next day. But anyway, they say that white coats, necklaces, and wristwatches worn by medical providers could be contaminated and may potentially serve as vehicles to carry germs from one patient to another. According to Dr. Mark Roop, one of the authors of the recommendation issued in Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America. Listen, he knows. All right. Now, they don't know if we are actually infecting people, so don't start calling your lawyer trying to sue us. And for, you know, us having worn a watch. I don't wear a lot of jewelry and watches because to me it's in the way. If I'm going to be using my hands, I don't want anything in the way. So I don't wear a watch, not because of germs, it's just because it's in the way. And I have very little on my hands. My wedding ring is just a wedding band. And, you know, when I was pregnant, I went for a time without it because it couldn't fit. And I was very comfortable without jewelry. My husband wasn't. He's like, people think you're single and pregnant. Put the damn wedding ring on. And I go, but you got to give me a big one because my hands are fat. So we got a bigger ring and we went through all that and I was depressed. You know, like my white coat right now, my white coat I wash all the time, but it has ink stains. So I go and I buy another one, and then I get ink stains on that. But it's not dirty, okay? Now, could it be a breeding ground for somebody that doesn't wash it? Absolutely. I don't think you should wear your work clothes home, and I think you should change. That's why in the hospitals you have the scrub room where you change. It's kind of like a locker room where you change. I hate that. I'm at the age now where I really don't want to take off my clothes in front of anybody, girl or guy. I mean, my husband, yeah, because we're married 17 years, and of course the dogs and the cats and the kids are running around. But other than that, I don't like going to a hospital and just undressing. I hate that. Because, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not wearing the sexy underwear like I did in my 20s. Anyway, yeah, from the 1920s. Okay, so we have some recommendations on what to do to prevent infection for those of you who are healthcare workers or for those of you just trying not to spread infection at home. But we're coming up on break, so we got to get to that. When we also come back from break, we'll talk about how bad Spanx is, but how good chocolate. Well, I don't want to say Spanx, but these comfort wear clothes to make you look skinny. But we will talk about how good chocolate and alcohol is. So I'm pretty excited about the next segment. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. It stinks. I was talking to Brad about colds. I'm actually starting to feel that, you know, when your throat starts to feel a little thick, it's not getting scratchy yet. It's not getting scratchy, but you know you kind of feel all kind of thick right in the sinuses. Oh, please. I got a major TV interview tomorrow. I cannot be sick. When I get sick, you know, my nose is all runny, and then my nose gets raw, and your head kind of feels all clouded. You know, it's funny. The inflammatory fluids is what really makes you feel crappy. It's not the little virus. If you've ever looked at a little rhinovirus or a little adenovirus or some of these enteroviruses, they're just cute little tiny little cute thingies. You know, I mean, they look like they wouldn't harm a flea. Sometimes these little viruses, they look all kind of hexagon shaped and very vertexy, and we think they're real bad, but that's just the shape we think they kind of look kind of like a hexagon with legs, kind of like a half spider type of thing. But they're actually really cute little suckers until they get into your inflammatory system, until they get into your brachial or your bronchial tree or your nares, your nose, nasal passages, etc. And then all of a sudden you start to get this inflammatory response because your body doesn't want it anymore. And when your body doesn't want it anymore, it starts to close things up. And when that happens, you really feel crappy. And so what do? Well, you go for the carbs. You know, I just had a cookie and now I want a Coca-Cola because I'm just feeling like I just don't want to drink water. I feel like I need something like maybe caffeinated and sugary and high fructose corn syrup, and that's going to stink because I'm trying to be on a diet and I don't want to go for the Coca-Cola. But it's just, you know, so for those of you who are kind of dealing with this, you know, about to be sick, I feel you, man. Or for those of you fighting a cold, it stinks. Plus, it doesn't help that I've been seeing patient after patient with major medical issues, major ear infections and sore throats and strep and pneumonia, etc. So I've gotten coughed and spewed on and spit on and lubed on. But anyway, I don't wear my white coat. So quickly to finish with this white coat topic where they say doctors should not be wearing white coats. Doctors should be topless. I know. What do they want us to do? Right? We're not allowed to get a free pen from the pharmaceutical company. We're not allowed to be taken out to dinner. We're not allowed to benefit from Obamacare, which we're not. Now we're not even allowed to wear white coats. Can I wear a bra? Am I allowed to wear a bra? Please. They say keep arms bare below the elbows. So some of us ladies may have to shave, which is defined as wearing short sleeves and no wristwatch, jewelry, or ties. So male doctors are not supposed to wear ties. Healthcare workers should have two or more white coats available and have access to easy and cheap ways to launder the white coats. So now we're into laundering. This is from Philly.com. Coat hooks, they say, should be available so healthcare workers can take off their white coats before contact with patients or other immediate surroundings. You know, sometimes I actually forget to get dressed in the morning. You know, I get my sports bra on, I get my pants on, whatever, I grab my coat, and I completely forget I don't have a shirt on underneath. Not happening. I'll get arrested. Any clothing that comes into contact with patients or their immediate surroundings should immediately be stripped and laundered. I don't say stripped. Should be. Sorry, I'm getting sick. Should be laundered frequently. If laundered at home, a hot water wash cycle, ideally with bleach, followed by a cycle in the dryer or ironing, has been shown to eliminate bacteria. I don't have time to iron. What? I gotta iron my clothes for the $5 I'm getting from a job. I can understand if I'm shooting a movie with, I don't know, Viggo Mortensen or Channing Tatum, and I am getting paid the big bucks. You know what? I may iron a piece of clothing for that one. But for $5 a patient, not happening. I'm sorry. I love you guys, but I'm not going to be ironed. I'm going to be a little wrinkled. They say, now, the iron, you know, fries the bacteria. All footwear should have closed toes, low heels, and non-skid soles. Thank you. Thank you for thinking about skidding. I remember wearing a pair of, I had these little booties, little boots, little booties. No, there's nothing about my booty that's little, but we're talking about little footwear booties. And I was slipping and sliding all over the hospital. I had a talk to give. I needed to look good. I was just wearing these little ankle booties. And didn't work. I was sliding. Now, closed-toe shoes, that's, I think, an OSHA rule. I mean, everybody in my office has to have closed-toe shoes because you don't want anybody dropping an open needle on their foot. So you wear closed-toe shoes for that. So for those of you walking around a hospital, just in case somebody's running around with an opened needle, which they shouldn't, wear closed-toe shoes. Now, by the way, guys, you really may want to think about this closed-toe shoes even when you go to department stores. Remember how there were a couple hypodermic needles that stuck people in the clothing departments of Walmart because people would shoot themselves up and then leave the needle open, right? In the department store, I had a workers' comp case that came in saying she was in the bathroom, she's a maintenance worker cleaning the bathroom, and somebody left their needle right there in the sink. And so she got poked. And, you know, you may want to just walk around, you know, the world just all kind of in like lacrosse. You know, lacrosse has those big, awesome, you know, RoboCop Iron Man gloves. Just be in armor. That's really what you need to do. They say shared equipment such as stethoscope should be cleaned between use on different patients. Yeah, I started alcohol wiping my stethoscope. I was one of the first ones to do it. I didn't really see a lot of other people do it. And I started doing that, and now in front of the medical students, they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Well, of course it's a good idea because, you know, you're swabbing, you're, you know, examining a patient. If they have, like, tinea versicolor, a fungal infection on their back, or they have MRSA, and then you go and you touch another person, that could be some serious stuff. All right, and then what else do they suggest? They suggest your lanyards, your identification tags, your sleeves, your cell phones, your pagers, your jewelry, your tampons that come into direct contact with patients in their surroundings should be disinfected, replaced, or eliminated. Did I take up about the tampon story? I was doing my ER shift at Lake Havasu, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to go back to the locker room to get my purse to grab some tampons before I had to go to the bathroom. So what I did is I grabbed a couple tampons to put in my coat and or my scrub pocket. Well, for those of you that have big breasts and you're wearing your scrub top and you have the pocket there, the breast, as you walk and move, you know how a pedometer can sense you move? Well, the breast keeps hitting against the shirt and whatever's in your pocket starts to feed upwards. So I'm sitting there examining the patient, and he looks at me and he starts to giggle. And I have these two supersized tampons halfway out of my pocket. Now, I should have been embarrassed, and I still am a little embarrassed, but it just goes to show you that we need our white coats. Let us have our white coats. You don't need to see what we need to use sanitary napkin-wise, okay? Just please. Cut us some slack. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jelly Belly is debuting draft beer flavored jelly bean. These taste weedy and smell yeasty. Beer. See, beer smells good. I just don't like the taste of beer. I never have. I'm not a beer drinker. I just don't like the taste. But Jelly Belly has made beer. They also have green apple buttered popcorn. Oh, my gosh. Coconut, sour cherry, cappuccino, raspberry. I guess they also have chocolate-covered Tabasco Jelly Bellies. Really, chocolate-covered Tabasco Jelly Bellies. I don't know if I would want that. I don't like my chocolate adulterated with anything spicy. Yeah, you know, one time we were in a hotel and somebody sent us a basket of sea salt chocolate. That was the most ridiculous, idiotic thing I would have ever imagined you to do. It's a chocolate bar. I have a chocolate bar right there in my hands that I could eat, and I couldn't get through it because of the sea salt. Why the hell are you salting? Now, I understand salting bread. That tastes good. Salting some challah? Damn, that's yummy. I mean, no wonder the big soft pretzels are such a hit. But no, don't be mucking up chocolate for crying out loud. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so draft beer Jelly Bellies may be coming to you. See if you like them. Make sure you brush your teeth because those things really, really get stuck in the teeth. Just some quick credit goes to Israel here. From what we understand, Israel has arrested three Palestinians, I guess, associated with Al-Qaeda. Two of them East Jerusalem residents with Israeli ID cards for alleged involvement in an Al-Qaeda plan to carry out terror attacks in Israel, but they wanted to bomb the U.S. embassy. Three men were arrested, and we just find out about it now. They were arrested, I think, on Christmas Day. And big shout-out. Thank you, Israel. Thank you, America, for all you do. Thank you for our intelligence. All right. Tell ya, that's what we need to do. We need to stop the bad guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have an iPhone app, we have an Android app, and any day now we should be live on iHeart. As soon as we get word that that's a go, we will definitely let you know. Ryan over the break wanted to know, what do you do when you start feeling sick? Is there anything you could do to prohibit it? Echinacea, vitamin C? What do we recommend as soon as we start feeling sick? And, you know, this is something we brought up about a year ago. And I guess it was a study that came out that said, honestly, none of these things work. And when you start to feel sick, you're kind of already screwed. We talked about that. And for lack of a better word, that is a medical term. Right? Because the infection screwed its way into the tissue like a corkscrew. So it is a medical term. We doctors speak like that all the time to patients, okay? I mean, for those of us that are cool, you're screwed. And the reason why is by the time you feel sick, your bacteria and virus already set up shop. Remember how I talked to you about how when I was in medical school, I had learned that those of us that start coughing and sneezing were contagious 2 days before we even realized we were sick? Because we talked about how the virus lands on the respiratory tree, whether it's the nose or the mouth. Let's say you do kissy-kissy, right? And then something kind of gets into your mouth. It works itself, you know, to an area where it lives. I mean, think about it. Bacteria and virus, you know, I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm really not. Okay, we in the medical field were very hard workers. There's many of us that are really intelligent, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a doctor. You really don't. Okay? And it's all very logical. You know, so think about it. Look at ants. Ants will come into the house. Some of the ants will get stepped on and die. Other ants will just keep going. And they'll keep going till they find a place that they're comfortable in, and then they can find the sugar or the food or, you know, whatever they like to eat, and then they decide to travel some more, or they sit there and eat it, or I don't know what they do, okay? Maybe that's not the best analogy. Same thing with bacteria and viruses, okay? You get exposed. Somebody sneezes, somebody coughs, somebody breathes. People are breathing around you all the time. That's why I never give an obsessive compulsive patient a hard time when they're worried about germs, because once you know what we know, it's very easy to become obsessive compulsive. Now, I'm not, because I really think a lot of the bacteria out there helps you. That's why God and nature made it, so that our bodies could build up resistance and immunity. If we're used to bacteria, then a new little baby bacteria doesn't level us. But somebody just talking to you, even if they have beautiful minty breath, if I smell somebody's breath, I think I just got some germs from them. And remember, you have strep pneumonia and Haemophilus influenza, which is a bacteria. You have staph cocci, strep cocci. You have bacillus. You have all these different types of bacteria, not to mention all the different types of viruses that go around. And so it lands on you. When it lands on you, if it's comfortable where it's at, it's going to stay put. If not, it travels. And these things will travel either with the help of the body or without the help of the body till it either dies or it finds a comfortable place to set up shop. If it has a comfortable place to set up shop, it does the hibbity-dibbity with itself. Then by asexual reproduction, it starts to multiply and be fruitful and multiply. Bacteria and viruses do not have sex. We've tried to look at that under a microscope. Unfortunately, can't catch them do it. So we believe they propagate asexually. Now, of course, that's not fun. And they're mad that they don't get to have a sexual partner like we do, so they decide to hit us with herpes. And okay, no, that's a whole nother, that's for a children's book I'm writing. But anyway, okay, so the path of least resistance. So it finds the area of the path of least resistance, which is why we tell you guys to have your resistance up, to have your troops up, to have your defenses up. And how do you have your defenses up before you get sick? Well, before you get sick, hydration, make sure you're not dry. They love dry crevices, but when you're moist, the fluid is always moving. The fluid is always moving in your body. And so even the moist membranes on your buccal mucosa on the inside of your cheek, still microscopically that moves. So you know, when you're very, very moist, you don't want to be over wet and in congestive heart failure by any means. But being moist, well hydrated, not being compromised by being dehydrated or hypothermic or hyperthermic or depressed or anemic or diabetic, having your defenses up, being well rested, then you're able to, if the bacteria or the virus does seem to attach and start to attack and screw in, thus you can prevent yourself from being screwed by your macrophages, your neutrophils, your inflammatory cells trying to fight it. So for like me, started to feel kind of gummy right now in the back of my throat, and my head is starting to feel a little foggy, I'm already kind of late. Because if my inflammatory cells is what, you know, you think it's the virus or the bacteria causing all this. The virus or the bacteria are the inciting event. Now all the inflammatory fluid is starting to come in. That takes days sometimes to dissipate and get rid of on your own. All right. And so at this point, running to try to get echinacea or trying to pop vitamin C, all that's going to do is help you maybe minimize some of your vulnerability for more bacteria coming in. But once you've already been infected and you start to go through that response, it's now you just want to help your body fight it, and you want to make sure, again, you're hydrated, well nutrition, good sleep, etc. So you see how, you know, I've never been able to take vitamin C successfully to ward off a cold when I, you know, come down with something because the cold is already attached and started to burrow in. Make sense? All right, that is the Dr. Dahlia dissertation on colds and flus and bugs. I know I'm making y'all sick just by talking about that. Okay, now, this is going to be something I'm going to be talking about. For those of you who live in Las Vegas, you know more, the More Show, which is on Fox 5. I'm going to be on tomorrow. I cannot wait. 9 o'clock Pacific time. They want me to talk about Spanx, probably because they know I wear it all the time. And, you know, Spanx is one of the main brands of shapewear. But we're finding that more and more people are having shapewear issues. Now, when did shapewear start to make a comeback? Now, remember, we had corsets in the olden days, right? And there's an x-ray back from the 1920s that I posted on Facebook a long time ago. I'll repost it on what these corsets would do, how you would actually see the organs, the liver and the kidneys, etc., all kind of pushed in. Because back then, you were more attractive if you had that kind of black widow hourglass type of shape. Big boobies, nice tushy, small waist. So corsets. Yet a lot of us are more of the hot dog shape, where we're just kind of all round. Okay, knockwurst, more knockwurst. Yeah, we're more knockwurst shaped. And so in order to try to get that look, all right, we use shapewear. Now, shapewear started to get more and more popular around the 90s. You'd see more and more of this. Now, what big illness and big diagnosis was everybody starting to diagnose themselves with in the late 90s and early 2000s? Irritable bowel. Who was more inclined to have irritable bowel? Women. Now, I'm not saying shapewear caused irritable bowel. I also think a lot of the byproducts in food and in our carbohydrates, etc., cause us to fart a lot. You know, so that's why we're all now calling ourselves celiac patients and going gluten-free. We don't all have celiac disease, but we're finding gluten-free foods have less crap in them and we have less gas. So anyway, I'm going to be talking about how these undergarments that you used to suck in can actually hurt your digestive system, acid reflux, can even cause rashes, skin issues. So when we come back from break, let me just quickly kind of tell you guys about that. And then we're going to go on to this. I want to talk about polar vortex and bombogenesis. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about these shapers. I don't know if there's a lot of men that wear them. I know some of my patients who like to wear women's clothing do, but I don't know if men wear girdles. The last time I heard of a man wearing a girdle was in Lethal Cop 3, where Danny Glover was arguing with Mel Gibson about how he has to wear a girdle to keep his tummy in because his suit doesn't shrink because he thinks it happened at the cleaners, right? And then everybody made fun of him that he was wearing a girdle, okay? But we forget that these are not natural types of things that put our position, our bodies into natural positions. And we're finding that we're getting more and more issues. So we're having people complain of acid reflux, heartburn, esophagitis. Why? Because you're pressing on your bowel. I'm always burping when I wear Spanx. And I can't stand it because, you know, I'll be giving a talk or I'll be heading a gala or something and I'm up there behind the mic or I'm emceeing and I'm trying to look good for 5 hours. And after about an hour or two, well, remember, at an hour and 45 minutes is when you can't wear your heels anymore, right? We talked about that. There's a study. By 1 hour and 45 minutes, we all feel like we need to kick off our heels because, so your feet are hurting. Your Spanx is tucking you in. You can't breathe. You're burping. And then remember, as soon as you take it off, you fart because now you have all this movement of air. It's just something that we ladies don't like to tell our men, which is why we always like to try to change before they get in the room. Because when you take that off, it's like, oh, and then all the air escapes, which is kind of relieving. It's just, it's miserable what we do. A lot of women will get hives. You'll actually start to have rashes where the Spanx or the elastic was. Not, I don't want to use the word Spanx. I should call it shapewear. But the constriction of your diaphragm and your stomach, you're also constricting your skin. And that can sometimes cause irritation. If you have like an inflammatory type of personality where or skin or constitution where if something touches your skin or scratches you, you seem to hive up from that, you will notice hives from these things. Also difficulty breathing. You know, I mean, we really have you in there tight and you can't breathe. You know, a lot of people will say, gosh, I was at this party and I know you wanted to set me up with this woman, but she was really kind of cold to me and she really didn't have much of a personality. Of course she doesn't have much of a personality. She can't breathe. She can't burp or fart. She has reflux. She's itchy and she's trying to look good. Never judge a woman when she's dressed up. What I recommend to any guy, if you really want to see your woman the way she really, really is, you know, I don't know, take her out for some ice cream on a Saturday or take her hiking when she's in hiking clothes. A lot of my dates would do that. I loved it because I didn't have to dress up. I didn't have to wear heels. It was really difficult because you're trying to put on makeup, etc. But then she gets to be in some basic hiking shorts and a shirt and you're not taking her out to dinner when she can't eat. A lot of us women, we eat like pigs. But the reason why we don't eat on a date is because we're either too nervous or we really can't because of the constriction of the shapewear. So we're going to talk about that. There's even been some reports that it could cause gallbladder issues. And that's pretty scary stuff. Although if I had my gallbladder out, maybe I'd be less bloated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say eye movements may offer clues about your personality. Apparently a study from Johns Hopkins University, researchers looked at eye movements of 23 people looking at the quick eye movements when you're forced to like shift your eye on different objects in succession. They saw that some people move their eyes quicker than others, and they found that those of us who are kind of more type A, a little bit more hyper, etc., less patient, moved our eyes faster than people who had slower eye movements who were more willing to wait for long periods of time. So, I know this is some groundbreaking science. All right, people whose eyes shifted quicker seem to be more impatient. Now, I got to tell you something. With the advent of our cell phones and all the games you could play, I'm noticing people are becoming more patient. This is very, very interesting. Remember how I talked about how ADD our society has become, where we want our fast food now. We want the text now. We want the instant message now. We want our letter now in the form of an email. Okay? And we don't want to wait. We want to see our doctor same day. We want a Z-Pack. We don't want to wait to be sick. I can tell you how many people have come into my clinic the last couple weeks saying, look, I don't have time to be sick. I got to work. So give me something so I don't have to take off. Nobody wants to wait. And we've seen this evolution of our society becoming a give me now, do now, everything now. And sex now. I mean, you know, even my husband talks to me differently now than 17 years ago. You know, it's like, you know, do I wait for it? Do I work for it? Do I foreplay? No, you don't see that anymore after 17 years of marriage. It's like, I do it now. I'm like, do I have 5 seconds? No. I'm not going to be in the mood. You're going to take off the space. Anyway, okay, where was it going? But people are in love with their games on their phones, their Candy Crush, their gambling games, their slot games. And I'm noticing I'm having a less grumpy crowd of patients because they get to sit there and play with their game. Now, game meaning on their iPhone or a smartphone. And so I don't want to say you can judge somebody's personality because I think now a lot of people are willing to wait. I notice now that I'm really down with waiting in a waiting room when I used to not, because I can now do work on my smartphone. If I have to prep for my show, I could do that on my smartphone. If I want to catch up on Candy Crush or My Slots or whatever, I could do that. So I'm actually becoming more and more patient. And it's not because I'm in my 40s. It's because I have things to occupy me. So I just have to put that out there. Okay. Now, let's look at this bombogenesis. Apparently, this is a term being used by Philadelphia meteorologists. It says, our old man winter to drop bombogenesis. Now, I guess it's supposed to be a rapidly intensifying storm. It typically occurs, this is being reported by NPR, between a cold continental air mass and warm ocean waters, or between a cold polar air mass and a much warmer air mass. Those air masses mixed together to form an extratropical surface cyclone, or what they like to call a quote-unquote bomb of a storm. Now, cyclones, like we've seen, are these rotating storms in the tropics. This is called an extratropical cyclone because it's not in the tropics, and it has cold air at its core. It could form over land or water. They say bombogenesis also draws its name from another weather term, cyclogenesis, which is a fancy word from a cyclone's origin. Remember Genesis from the Bible, the beginning? Okay, so everybody's been talking about this bombogenesis, this polar vortex. Either way, people back east are just really getting hit hard with snow. We're also hearing, which we're going to talk about in the next hour, fuel shortages. And I think the state of Ohio, I need to double check this, declared a state of emergency in terms of fuel and heating. We need to talk about this because I saw that before I went on air. So I want to review that on my break to talk about. So for those of you kind of dealing with the storm back east, just please be safe. Apparently there was, I believe, a teenager that young man passed out of the cold, and unfortunately has had to undergo amputations. Don't be drinking. Don't be caught in the cold and getting hypothermic. We've talked about how that could kind of make you confused and delirious. Sometimes early signs of hypothermia where you're just kind of walking around and not taking cover. You could get wet. So just be careful. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.